Jones's bits of the box. Jones's bits from the box. I'm telling you now, Jones's bits from the box. All right now, Jones's bits from the box. And I have never heard nothing like this. You're listening to Jonesy's Jukebox with my new best friend, Andrew W. K. I was going to say Claydon.
Claydon?
No, Clay, like Cassius Clay.
Oh, that's nice, too.
So you're playing... You've got a movie. What is this movie that you did?
Well, it's a DVD, but we're screening it. The DVD is called Who Knows, as in, what does the WK stand for? And it's been released about a month ago, but we've been having screenings of it in movie theater type settings. We had two in New York, actually three in New York, that went quite well. And it's a live concert movie. And I thought it would be fun to not just show it, but also to have some kind of performance, because the feeling that you get, people ask, well, what's the difference between watching a concert movie scene versus the real concert? And I said, well, here we are seeing everything secondary. The DVD, the movie, any film, any photograph is all a secondary experience. Yeah. It's a primary experience as far as you are there now watching a movie, but you're not watching what was happened. You're watching a reiteration. You have to reinterpret it. You have to translate all that data. So I thought we should have some live element to it.
Yeah.
So I'll be playing piano on both nights at the Knitting Factory.
What are you going to play? Is that a surprise?
Yeah, I'm going to play a surprise on both nights, but I have something I could play here now.
Go on, then. What are you going to play?
Well, I'm going to play I played the song at the New York screenings, and since I played it there, I'm not going to play it at these L.A. ones, but I will play it here on your show, if you wouldn't mind. It's a harpsichord solo from one of the Bach Brandenburg concertos. It's the only one that has a harpsichord solo, so I'll try to play that now.
As you wish. almost perfect.
Yeah, I messed up a couple times. It was a more punk version.
That was very good. Have you been playing piano a long time?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you consider long, but now, let's be honest here. Since I was five.
I really played that, and I was making it look good.
We weren't supposed to say that until the show was over. Folks, that was an April Fool's joke that me and Jonesy decided to play, and he, I guess, apparently has been working hard on this keyboard skills of his, and well done.
And he made the mistake, not me. I
reached over and messed with him, made him mess up.
Let's play a song. That was beautiful, mate. That made the hairs on my
warm up.
Made the hairs on my football stand on tension.